Hey, what's the deal with your sweetie there, Squirrely Dan?
I took her out last night.
Where to?
Out to the chip truck.
Fries and gravy?
I had mine with gravy. She had hers with salts and malts vinegar.
You know, salt and malt vinegar is not a traditional way to dress your French fries in the United States.
The fuck is wrong with them?
Like, malt vinegar is not a staple condiment on tabletops or restaurants in the United States.
Fuck, figure it out.
That's what I say. I said, figure it out.
Yeah, no vinegars on the tables. No Kraft peanut butters.
Figure it out.
Fucking figure it out. Better not forget those fucking all-dressed chips.
No ketchup chips, neither.
Figure it out.
Somebody really ought to write a letter.
You do got 6 different types of Cap'n Crunch, though.
How do you know that?
Saw a comedian talks about it on the Just Barriers. Can't remember his name, though.
Good guy, though?
A little long-winded for my taste, but yeah, pretty good guy.
Well, glad to hear he's a good guy, at least.
They have running water down there?
Anywho, the evening went so well that we got to a little bit of the fooling around.
Did you French her?
Kind of out of line there, Derry.
Did you go up her shirt?
No, you're really out of line, Derry.
We did French. That much I will reveal.
Well, you already revealed that much. You might as well just tell us if you went up her shirt.
It's impolite to kiss and tell, Derry.
I don't like to kiss and tell, but the Frenchins took a hard left turn from which I have yet to recover.
Do you know what? I'm not asking you to kiss and tell. That's impolite. But I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, Dan, kiss and tell.
Well, I'm sure you boys have had a couple curveballs thrown your ways betwixt the sheets.
Well, not to be impolite, but you know, sometimes a gal will be kissing around on, like, the area near your genitals, but not quite on your genitals. Makes me ticklish and insecure.
You know, not to be impolite, but sometimes a gal will do some kissing on the ears, which makes me uncomfortable, because even though I clean my ears, sometimes a tater will just roll out of there unexpected.
That kind of likes both those things.
Yeah, that's why I called Squirrely Dan.
Yeah, reason fucking 5 million.
Well, not to be impolite, but this gal suggested that maybe I should have some attentions paid to my butthole. That ever happened to you guys? You ever have a gal suggest that you need some attentions paid to your buttholes? I take that as a hard no, I guess. She put a couple fingers up there, and turns out you got a neurogonous zone up there. Found the hot button, and gave it a tickle, and yeah, feels it feels pretty good, you guys. Okay?
Popfly.
I really liked it.